Yael, why are some people better at understanding other people and forming relationships with them than others are?
Scientists don't really know, but one important clue has to do with the hormone oxytocin.
Yeah, I've heard of that. It's called the love hormone or the cuddle hormone.
It's a bit more complicated than that. A hormone is a substance released into the blood that regulates physiology or behavior. Oxytocin is released by the pituitary gland at the base of the brain and has multiple functions. It can cause a woman to have uterine contractions when she's giving birth and trigger the release of milk during nursing.
But it has social functions too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The original evidence comes from studies of animals, but there is growing evidence that oxytocin has a social function in humans too. In 2016, a team of American and Japanese scientists published evidence that a critical gene involved in the oxytocin system is correlated with social abilities in people. They used saliva samples from the participants in their study to tell how active the gene was.
They must have also had some way of assessing their subjects' social abilities.
They did. The researchers showed the study participants pictures of people expressing different emotions and asked them if they could recognize the emotion. They also used a questionnaire survey. They found that the people with lower levels of expression of the gene did less well on recognizing emotions and indicated lower levels of social skill in the questionnaire.
This is really only one important piece in a larger puzzle of explaining how the brain produces our abilities to successfully interact with other people.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.